defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom for you today here in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone, the MonsterCast, the big shadow of the MonsterCast yesterday. Great 3 hours of radio. No doubt about that. Great 3 hours. If you missed the program, go back and get it. Hour one with Gottlieb was just exceptional. And we spoke about what I'm going to talk with you about today without the benefit of knowing what we know today. So stick with me on this one. That is the Supreme Court pulling another Lucy on Charlie Brown and pulling the football away. And I'll explain everything I mean by that, and I'll give you some insight and some details that I did not have earlier today at noon. I have read the dissent in one of the cases. I'll cover that with you for the first 30 minutes. Then we're going to bring Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, in. We're going to talk a little bit with Andy about him kicking off his show today on our great affiliate, KQAM, in Wichita, Kansas. The voice of reason kicks off again, and we're going to be here to help give him a push over that finish line. Andy's a great guy, and his show is fantastic. So it's going to be a good one. If you're tuned in on the radio stations around the country, great to be with you. The live stream is kicking it. Like, and please share the post. If you would, we would appreciate it. And also, if you're watching on your television sets in Northern California and Reno, Nevada, we're at home with you. All right. Good to be with you. Let's get going. I'm sitting here debating, should I read you Alan Gottlieb's quote about the Second Amendment today or first, or should I do it? I think I'm going to do that last. I think we're going to give Alan the last word on this. Suffice to say, the Supreme Court this morning, let me just tell you from a personal standpoint, I was actually cooking breakfast this morning when Mr. Gottlieb called me at about 9:30 Eastern time, that is 6:30 Pacific time, and told me that he had bad news. I think it was about 9:30, 10 o'clock, somewhere in there. Bad news for 2A today, he said. Supreme Court rejected all of our cases. If you were listening to the program last night, you knew that we were feeling confident, and Alan was feeling confident in one to two of those cases being granted cert, meaning the Supreme Court was going to agree to hear one of the two cases, or one of two of, or possibly three of the 10 cases before them. Yet again, they punted. That means those cases that have been before them, that they've been moving through the conference cycle over the last several weeks, turning into months now, are done. None of those cases stand a chance in the next session at the Supreme Court. And there were some great cases. I'll read you Alan's quote in just a few minutes. But let's get to the nuts and bolts about what this means. First off, let's get the ugly part out of the way. This allows the haters of freedom and the gun grabbers, the Everytown for Gun Safeties, the Brady campaign to whatever they are, the Brady campaign to remain irrelevant because we don't have Bloomberg's money, that group, and Bloomberg and the rest of them, get to claim a while symbolic, not a court victory, because there was no decisions in any of these cases, yet a symbolic victory. Yay, the court didn't take the cases because they're going to let all of our gun control laws stand. That's not the point. That's not the case. That's not what happened. But that's what they're going to say, and that's what their friends in the liberal media are going to tell you. In fact, if you go out and Google Supreme Court refusing to take cases, you're going to get a plethora of garbage from everything from the Washington Post to CNBC. CNBC's headline was dealing a huge blow to gun rights activists. It's not. While we want these cases to be heard right now, and it is a kick in the stomach, it's not an end-all do-all. We're coming back, and I'll explain all of this here momentarily. Here's what happened. The Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to hear any of these cases. Let me go to a great piece from Bearing Arms this morning from our good friend Cam Edwards. Everything from his headline is straight up, and everything he wrote is straight up. SCOTUS denies certain pending 2A cases. Boom. Can't get any plainer than that. Supreme Court dealt a serious blow to the future of Second Amendment litigation Monday by rejecting nearly a dozen Second Amendment-related cases that it had been considering in conference in recent weeks. Despite four justices announcing in the challenge to a New York City gun law that was mooted by the high court, that was the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association case v. New York City that we've been talking about. That was the case that was recently mooted. Despite that, four justices announcing that the city law was mooted by the high court. They wanted and were ready, four justices, to hear one of the many cases before them. And we were confident that that would occur. Unfortunately, we never really know why, except in this case, we can theorize and probably do it with better than 90% accuracy. I'll explain that in just a moment. First of all, what were the cases? What did the Supreme Court refuse to hear in the next term? Pena versus Horan, a challenge to California's micro-stamping law. That took effect in 2012, by the way, and it has curtailed not only, quoting from Cam now, the availability of new models of handguns, but has caused existing models of handguns to be barred from being sold in the state. Why is that important? Because California residents are being denied their right to purchase firearms that the rest of America can enjoy. Californians can't. Gould versus Lipson is a challenge to Massachusetts carry laws. A great case for us because those carry laws, a ruling in that would have expanded outside Massachusetts with a SCOTUS ruling. That was one of the cases that we were hopeful they would take. Worman versus Healy, a challenge to the state's ban on so-called assault weapons. Massachusetts. There, you see the different type. This is, and I'll quote Alan, but there's a smorgasbord of stuff here that the court could have moved on, that they chose not to. Now, listen how these three are lumped together. Rogers versus Gruel, Cheeseman versus Palillo, and Chilek versus New Jersey, all dealing with challenges to New Jersey's may issue or justifiable need, in other words, requiring for a carry permit. You know what happens in New Jersey. Come and give me your $350, go through the motions, waste all your time, and then I'm going to rubber stamp you no. They ought to give that money back. But tyrants won't give money back. It's a de facto tax. You know it. It's a penalty. And nobody's going to get the permit. Unless, of course, you're a relative of one of the cops or sheriffs that signs those permits. Maybe you're a high-ranking politician. Funny how that works. More about all of this coming up. Malpaso versus Pelosi takes on similar requirements in the state of Maryland. So that was justifiable need. So you have three cases in New Jersey that dealt with New Jersey's justifiable need, and you had one in Maryland dealing with it. Plenty of opportunity for the court to decide something, going back to Heller, you'll hear it when I quote Thomas in just a few minutes, for them to make a decision on one of these. Culp versus Raul challenges an Illinois law barring residents from 45 other states from applying for an out-of-state permit. Mance versus Barr. This is the Second Amendment case that we know. Five of these cases were Second Amendment Foundation cases. But this was the one that challenged the ban on interstate purchase of a handgun. Why should I be banned from buying a really cool gun that I see in a gun shop in Arizona that I can't get at home, maybe a really cool six gun, when I have to take the exact same federal background check in Arizona as I do at home? It makes no sense. It's the same background check. I should be able to buy the gun there, and I should be able to bring it home with me. I'm getting the same background check. You follow me? This isn't rocket science. So we're angry. Clarence Thomas, joined by Kavanaugh in this case, he was joined by Gorsuch in 2017 in a stinging rebuke to the court in a dissent, refusing to take the Peruta case in California. Thomas wanted that case answered. That dealt with carry in California and the may issue, shall issue deal. Thomas wanted to take the case. Gorsuch, keep in mind, joined him in that dissent. In this dissent, Kavanaugh joined him. Now, let's go to some of that dissent. Now, follow with me here what I'm talking about. This is a 19-page dissent, and I'm going to highly recommend that you read this. You're not going to want to miss what's in this. This is powerful stuff from Thomas. I'm going to get started with it right now. The text of the Second Amendment protects the right of the people to keep and bear arms. We have stated that this fundamental right is necessary to our system of ordered liberty. McDonald v. Chicago. That's from the last Second Amendment case heard in 2010. Yet in several jurisdictions throughout the country, law-abiding citizens have been barred from exercising the fundamental right to bear arms because they cannot show that they have a justifiable need or good reason for doing so. One would think that such an onerous burden on a fundamental right would warrant this court's review. Now pay careful attention here. This court would almost certainly review the constitutionality of a law requiring citizens to establish a justifiable need before exercising their free speech rights, and it seems highly unlikely that the court would allow a state to enforce a law requiring a woman to provide a justifiable need before seeking an abortion. But today, faced with a petition challenging just such a restrictions on citizens' Second Amendment rights, the court simply looks the other way. Just like that. Block it. Very strong, scathing words, stinging words from Justice Thomas. When we come back, I'm going to read you more of his dissent. We're going to cover about 3 to 4 pages of this 19-page document that I hope you read. I'm going to put the link up to this on my Facebook page after the show today. Don't go away. Too much of a powerful show. You don't want to miss this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
If American history has taught us anything, it's when things get tough, Americans get tougher. While each state has their own reopening plans for this COVID-19 pandemic mess, there is a common thread. Governors and retailers are requiring citizens to wear masks. For example, I shop at Costco and can no longer go in without one. And if I'm going to be forced to wear one, I want a good one for myself and my family. Our partner, Pulse TV, has high-quality disposable face masks that are made in an FDA-registered facility. The surgical-style 3-layer protection masks are breathable, hypoallergenic, and they filter out 90% of nanoparticles. Plus, they feature an adjustable wire nose bridge and elastic ear loops, which take the pressure off your ears for a comfortable and secure fit. Here's the best part. At $1 a face mask, that's $1 per face mask, you can't beat their deal. And they ship within one business day, no waiting around for weeks, hoping that your order's even in stock. But you must hurry due to special pricing. These will sell out fast. Text the word ARMED to 58445. That's ARMED to 58445 today to place your order and wear the same mask we're wearing at AAR Ranch.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. You better believe it. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone for you today. I'm going to continue now with Thomas's dissent. Again, bear in mind, this is 19 pages, and it is a fantastic read. I highly recommend you get it. I'll put the link up on the Facebook page at Armed American Radio here in the near future. By the way, so shout out to some of the new viewers that I see, Armed Fathers of America. Great to see you in there. Good to be with you today and commenting. I appreciate that. As this court explained in Heller, at the time of the founding, as now, to bear meant to carry. Now, let me stop there for a second. At what grade level do you have to be to understand that? Or I should say to not understand that. The right to keep and bear arms, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to keep and bear arms. What does bear mean? It means to carry. This, again, is not rocket science. This is the testament to the success of the perversion of the Second Amendment by the left, the money and the media. They'll just tell you everything, and what is it? A lie repeated becomes the truth, and that's what's been going on here. Thomas has had enough of it. As now, to bear meant to carry. Then as now, to bear meant to carry. I cannot overemphasize that. When used with arms, the term has a meaning that refers to carrying for a particular purpose, confrontation. Thus, the right to bear arms refers to the right to wear, bear, or carry upon the person or in the clothing or in a pocket for the purpose of being armed and ready for offensive or defensive action in a case of conflict with another person. That's from Heller. This is, again, child's play. It is not hard to understand. The most natural reading of this definition encompasses public carry. This is from Peruta versus California, where, again, Thomas issued a stinging rebuke to the court and their refusal to carry, to grant cert to the Peruta case, Peruta v. California in 2017. Confrontations, of course, often occur outside the home. Thus, the right to carry arms for self-defense inherently includes the right to carry in public. This conclusion not only flows from the definition of bear arms, but also from the natural use of the language in the text. As I have stated before, it is extremely improbable that the framers understood the Second Amendment to protect little more than carrying a gun from the bedroom to the kitchen. That's from Thomas's statements in his scathing dissent for the court's refusal to hear Peruta v. California in 2017. The meaning of the term bear arms is even more evident when read in the context of the phrase right to keep and bear arms. To speak of bearing arms solely within one's home would conflate bearing with keeping. Yeah, you know, it's almost laughable that you have to explain this. That now, that period means the sentence is over. That comma means it's going to continue. I mean, this is child's play, and you've got to wonder who doesn't understand this stuff. Would conflate bearing with keeping in derogation of Heller's holding that the verbs codify distinct rights. In short, it would take serious linguistic gymnastics and a repudiation of this court's decision in Heller to claim that the phrase bear arms does not extend the Second Amendment beyond the home. As precise as our founders were, do you think if they meant we had the right to carry our gun around inside our four walls, our abode, that they wouldn't have said that? the right to keep and bear arms inside the home shall not be infringed. Seriously? This is not difficult stuff to figure out, listeners, not at all. Thomas goes in now to treaties, antebellum period, you know, antebellum, for those of you who don't know, in this reference is pre-Civil War America and the right to bear arms. He goes into English law. He goes into the Civil War, the end of the Civil War, and the rights of freedmen, recently freed black slaves to carry, and how they were abused, and roving bands of former Democrats, Confederate soldiers, still Democrats at that time, were Democrat soldiers. You know, that's who we're talking about here. Democrats don't want to own that part of their history either, but we're going to continue to remind them of it. They get reminded from time to time. They just don't like it. He goes into some pretty in-depth breakdown of the Second Amendment and the racist roots of gun control. Thomas, of course, being a black man who understands this and wrote about it and talks about it and talks about the perversion of Heller v. D.C. by today's progressive left. Now, I'm going to take you here. And this is where we'll conclude this segment. We'll bring Andy Hoosier in just a few minutes. He says, finally, in the wake of the Civil War, there was an outpouring of discussion of the Second Amendment in Congress and in public discourse as people debated whether and how to secure constitutional rights for newly freed slaves. Then he goes on to discuss the Heller portion of that decision. These discussions confirmed that the Second Amendment right to bear arms was understood to protect public carry at the time the 14th Amendment was ratified. Again, you would have to be stupid enough to believe that recently freed blacks could only carry a firearm in their homes while everyone else was carrying outside the home. Again, here comes the stupid look for me at the camera. Really incredible that people fall for this. Incredible. As I have previously explained, Southern anxiety about an uprising among the newly freed slaves peaked after the Civil War. Talking about McDonald case, acting on this fear, states of the old Confederacy engaged in systematic efforts to disarm recently freed slaves and many of the 180,000 blacks who served in the Union Army. It's incredible stuff from Thomas. So I'm going to leave that there just to give you a taste of how he goes back and puts it in historical context from the 1860s moving forward. But take a listen to what he finally says here. Recognizing that the Constitution protects the right to carry arms in public does not mean that there is a right to carry any weapon whatsoever in any manner whatsoever and for whatever purpose. The most perverted clause from Heller. And Thomas clarifies here what he means. The protections enumerated in the Second Amendment are not absolute prohibitions against government regulation. States can impose restrictions on an individual's right to bear arms that are consistent with historical limitations, which is why he went back into part of that history from the founding and part of English law through the 1300s. You have to go back and read it all into the founding of this nation and up into antebellum South and post-Civil War South. This is the history and the historical limitations that Thomas is discussing. Some laws, however, broadly divest an individual of his Second Amendment rights altogether. This case gives us the ideal opportunity to at least begin analyzing which restrictions are consistent with the historical scope of the right to bear arms. It appears that a handful of states throughout the country prohibit citizens from carrying in public unless they can establish good cause or justifiable need for doing so. The majority of states, while regulating the carry of arms to varying degrees, have not imposed such a restriction. Shanta, where are we time-wise? Ah, there we go. That's the professional in me. I'm going to have to stop right there. I'll conclude this with Thomas's closing remarks from his incredible 19-page dissent in just a moment. I'm going to take a breather there. Unbelievable. I hope you're finding some usefulness in this discussion today. Back right after this.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I'll tell you what, if you're not watching the Facebook stream, you're missing out on all the raw stuff in the breaks. I encourage you to do that. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Every day, 4.06 p.m. Eastern, we go live. This is, of course, the live national Armed American Radio's Daily Defense broadcast from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum microphone that we stream live for you here in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios that you can see here, the Atlanta skyline behind me. More protests tonight downtown, and some of the logos and our guests flashing up, and in many cases videos when we get some calls in. So welcome back into the studios. I'm going to go to Andy Hoosier here. Andy, you've been listening to the program, I assume, the first half hour, have you not?
I have been, Mark. What's going on, brother? Good. Yeah, it's a crazy time right now where you can have the courts decide not to make a decision on Second right. Amendment stuff, but yet you have a court decision that comes out to protect individuals from not being fired because they're transgender or gay, because right. I don't get it. I mean, we've talked about this for a long time, and I've talked about this for a long time, and it's the perfect right. time for some things going on, is that right now the courts and the judicial system, that branch of government, essentially is one of the most powerful branches of all three branches of government right now, because once they make a decision, what do you do now? It's done. I mean, you can't try to repeal it. You can't go above and beyond. It's over. Now that's law, and now you have to abide by that, and everybody has to go along with it. This is a very dangerous precedent to set, and the fact that they won't hear these cases on some very serious issues when it comes to the Second Amendment, I mean, that should be something that causes a red flag to pop up for all of us.
Yeah, take a listen now. I'm going to, while you're in here with me, Andy, and I apologize, we don't have your picture. I guess we didn't get the production in there in time, so I apologize for that. We're seeing Carr Arms and Gun Broker, but people can hear you. It's Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM in Wichita, Kansas, with us for the next half hour. Let me continue here, and then I'll finish, then we'll move on to some other issues. It appears that a handful of states throughout the country prohibit citizens from carrying guns in public places unless they can establish good cause or, as we said, a justifiable need for doing so. The majority of states, while regulating the carrying of arms to varying degrees, which is what Thomas pointed out previously in the last segment, which came from Scalia in his majority opinion in Heller. This is what Thomas is explaining what it meant, not the way it's been perverted by the radical left. The majority of states, while regulating the carry of arms to varying degrees, have not imposed such a restriction, which amounts to a ban on the ability of most citizens to exercise an enumerated right. That's the Wren case. The courts of appeals are squarely divided on the constitutionality of these onerous, justifiable need or good cause restrictions. The D.C. Circuit Court has held that a law limiting public carry to those with a good reason to fear injury to their person or property violates the Second Amendment. That's Wren. Remember the Wren v. D.C. case? Whose case was that? By contrast, the First, Second, Third, and Fourth Circuits have upheld the constitutionality of licensing schemes with justifiable need or good reason requirements applying what purported to be an intermediate scrutiny standard. Thomas is calling for strict scrutiny, and the courts are using a lower scrutiny level. This is what Alan Gottlieb talks about with us when he talks about some of these cases and why it's so vital. One of the court's primary functions is to resolve, quote, important matters on which the courts of appeals are in conflict. The question whether a state can effectively ban most citizens from exercising their fundamental right to bear arms surely qualifies as such a matter. We should settle the conflict among the lower courts so that the fundamental protections set forth in our Constitution are applied equally to all citizens. This case gives us an opportunity to provide lower courts with much-needed guidance, ensure adherence to our precedents, and resolve a circuit split. Each of these reasons is independently sufficient to grant cert. In combination, they unequivocally demonstrate that this case warrants our review. Rather than prolonging our decade-long failure to protect the Second Amendment, I would grant this petition. Andy, that's Thomas in what is, another brilliantly executed, well-written, well-articulated dissent explaining why the court needs to take one of these cases. Here's what I found interesting. Thomas has been all over these dissents. He was present on the dissent in the Peruta case we mentioned in the previous couple segments in 2017. He was joined by Gorsuch. Who appointed Gorsuch to the court? Or to the court who nominated him, Andy?
That was President Donald Trump.
It was President Donald Trump. In this one, he was joined by Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Who nominated Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court, Andy?
Again, President Donald Trump.
So we already know where Alito stands on this previously because of his support for Heller and McDonald. And in this particular case, you've got four justices now who we know will vote to uphold Second Amendment rights. Who's the fifth swing here? That's the problem. I'm going to end this with the Second Amendment Foundation's quote from Alan Gottlieb that answers all of your questions on this. And I spoke with Alan personally about this morning. I heard the words come out of his mouth in one of the first phone calls he made, I'm proud to say. The following is a statement from Alan M. Gottlieb, founder and executive vice president of the Second Amendment Foundation, on the United States Supreme Court's refusal to accept a Second Amendment case for review. Quote from Gottlieb, "The Supreme Court's refusal to take a Second Amendment Foundation case falls squarely at the feet of Chief Justice John Roberts. He owes every gun owner in the United States an explanation
about why the High Court declined to hear a number of important Second Amendment cases. Given the fact that the Supreme Court had a cafeteria-style menu of cases from which to choose, there is no excuse why the court at this time chose to ignore the need to rule on any of these cases and send a message to lower courts that they can no longer thumb their noses at the Heller and McDonald Supreme Court decisions affirming the individual right to keep and bear arms. There is still one more case pending, by the way, and before the Supreme Court. It was also an SAF case, and that's known as Rodriguez versus San Jose. It's a firearms confiscation case out of the state of California, but at this point it's pretty much meaningless. Not meaningless. We'll get a ruling on it, but it has nothing to do with the cases that we're talking about. Those are bold words and a fiery statement from Alan Gottlieb. And do you want to comment on Alan's words on this?
Well, I completely agree. I mean, as you were asking the question, my first thought was John Roberts was the one that was holding all this back. And look, John Roberts, we thought and praised him when he got nominated by George W. Bush way back when that he was going to be, you know, the conservative that would be able to do some great things. And we were hopeful that during the Barack Obama era that he was going to be the one to stop Obamacare, but he wasn't. He was the one that fell through, and he was the one that caved during Obamacare as well, that went along with the charade that it was a tax under the Commerce Clause, and therefore consuming a sixth of the economy for health care through the federal government is somehow constitutional. Now he's the one that's actually trying to shut down the discussion when it comes to the Second Amendment because he doesn't want to hear the fact that, well, I can go across state lines and somehow purchase a gun, and is that okay or is that not okay? I mean, the fact that they don't want to hear these, he's scared of it. I don't think that he has the spine to be able to stand up and actually back it, because I'm sure at the end of the day he probably understands and knows exactly how the hearing would play, but I don't know if it's political insider games. I don't know if it's just him not being able to stand up and stand for what he believes in or what he knows should be right constitutionally. But it's right. It goes and it falls solely on John Roberts, because if they did take up the case, that this would be an easy victory for Second Amendment advocates on all of these cases right now. And the fact that it's not means that we have to fight harder, and that we have to be aware that the Supreme Court right now is not in our favor with John Roberts leading the thing.
You know, a great statement. I'm going to leave it stand where it is. I'm going to add a little bit to it. Individuals need to understand how a court, what they're doing, and Mr. Gottlieb was right. He was spot on with this. A lot of gun owners were feeling that the Supreme Court was punting week after week after week because they were refusing to do. That's not what was happening. That's not why they were moving these cases, and it's why Alan wasn't bothered by that, because there were 10 cases there. The Supreme Court takes less than 1% of all cases brought before it. And the fact that the 10 Supreme Court cases that dealt with the Second Amendment kept moving from conference to conference to conference meant that there was discussion because there were so many cases. They weren't punting on them at that time. They were discussing it. The justices' goal, when you have four ideological justices on each side of the football here, essentially, use that analogy, is to win. And before they take a case, they want to feel that they can win the case, that there will be some kind of strong decision, because everybody wants to be in the majority. And that's where Alan was going. Clearly, nobody knew, John Roberts failed to tip his hat to one side or the other which way he was going to go. Some people feel he's been compromised. I feel he owes America an explanation. Back after this.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the Venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Indeed, welcome back. Let me give a shout out to the people who make it all possible. By the way, that's Lead Slinger's Whiskey. You heard them just a little bit ago. If you want to find out if they're distributed near you, it's real simple. Go to LeadSlingersWhiskey.com, put your zip code in there, and they'll show you a distributor near you. And I get tons and tons of photographs and emails from everybody, and I love them when they come in. PulseTV.com/ARMED, PulseTV.com/armed. Thousands of product. It is my fault that that new spot is not yet running, but that will be done tomorrow. I can promise you that. Crossbreed Women's Appendix. You hear that advertised. CrossbreedHolsters.com. And I love that ad. CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com. 15 to 25% off over at the site. They're caught up now. They're very busy, but they're getting caught up on their shipping. So make sure to head over there and grab one of the best, the single most comfortable holster you'll ever wear. MyPillow.com. Really? Mike is under significant pressure. If you're looking to buy anything, whether it's a gift for your home, for bedding, whatever it is, anything for sleep, even for the dogs. My dog's got that huge thing. She loves it. Grab it. Use the promo code AAR. The support from us is extremely important for Mike Lindell right now. He's under tremendous pressure from the progressive, hateful, divisive left. Terrible what's going on over there. And, of course, this is GunBroker.com Studios. GunBroker.com, it's free. Make sure to head over there and sign up. Please, it's free. I mean, free to look at 1.5 million auctions a day. North American Arms. Sadie Sweat will be here soon. We couldn't put her together this past weekend in enough time. And, of course, DefenderCoffee.com. No-brainer. Absolute no-brainer. I had a problem getting my shipment delivered, but it did. I did find out that it did deliver today. We got an extra bag. That might have been why. but the organic Liberty Roast is ready to roll. I have a little bit right here. It finally did come in. My wife was beside herself. Where's the coffee? Where's the coffee? That's how good that stuff is. And frontsite.com/MARK. Many of you are picking up that certificate. It is free. You can use it whenever you want or never. It's entirely up to you. But your support by going to get the certificate is huge because FrontSite supports the program and their training. I have not been to FrontSite yet, but everybody I talk to that has gone has nothing but rave reviews about the training. And it is free. The certificate is free. Again, free stuff. FrontSite.com/Mark. Andy Hoosier, welcome back. I've got to say this, Andy, before we get cracking. What happened today with the Supreme Court intensifies the purpose of our vote for Trump in November. Here's why. With Roberts apparently deciding to swing, okay, whatever way this goofball goes, the next president is going to appoint more than likely two, possibly three justices in maybe the first term. Let me explain something to you. If there were five solid liberal justices on the Supreme Court and 10 cases went up for cert, I can promise you they would have taken some. And you know what they would have done with them? That's right. They would have shot them all down and tossed your rights out with the bathwater. That's exactly what would have happened. Agreed, Andy?
I completely agree. I mean, come on, how much longer can Ruth Bader Ginsburg be able to make decisions from home with a broken hip and all the other sicknesses that she's had, where she hasn't even been on the panel for the last, what, year and a half or so, because she's been so sick and so old? She's going to retire soon. So, yes, I would expand it even further, though. I would say not only is it essential that Donald Trump gets reelected to be able to appoint more individuals on the Supreme Court, but this goes further as well to where we have to maintain a Republican majority in the Senate.
Right.
And we have to get a Republican majority in the House of Representatives again. Last time we did that, we botched it because we bickered amongst ourselves and we couldn't get anything done. We couldn't repeal what we needed to. And it was a struggle. Now it's been even worse because we got Nancy Pelosi running things. And it's such a narrow margin in the Senate, we haven't been able to push it. But imagine what we could do in Trump's last 4 years, where he doesn't have to worry about a reelection, and we have a Republican majority. We could get something like national reciprocity done that we've been trying for so long. These cases, we wouldn't have to worry about them because we could create legislation for protection. So where you can carry a firearm outside of your home for self-defense, or you could go purchase a handgun outside of your own state that you actually reside in. We could actually win on major levels and say, the heck with you, Supreme Court, if you're not going to take up cases that constitutionally you need to be looking at, we're going to create legislation and allow the people to do what they need to do. And there's always another route. We have to fight for it. And elections have consequences, good and bad. We need to make this one a good consequence come this November.
Yeah, in addition to that, what Andy just said was spot on. But in addition to that, with an additional 300, now think about this, federal courts judges appointed by Trump in the coming term, already over 300 right now. Every single one of those appointments lifetime in the federal courts that are stopping the crazy appeals from moving forward from the left wing coming after your guns, right? That's why it is so vital that these lifetime appointments be filled by a Republican president. And this nonsense out there that Biden's not going to do anything to harm your gun rights is just that nonsense. And if you hear somebody say that, call them on that and use this conversation as proof positive to what we're talking about. The fact of the matter is a vote for Trump is absolutely vital in November for your gun rights. Ginsburg will likely announce a retirement. It is my speculation. If Biden wins the election, she will probably announce a retirement very shortly thereafter. Why? Because Biden is aligned ideologically with her left-wing progressive views. That's the way this works. That's why it's vital that because she's not going to survive another 4 years under Trump with her ailments. I don't mean physically. I hope I'm not talking about death. I'm talking about the fact that she's aging. She's going to have to retire. So it's likely that she will not survive out that term. She's going to want to retire. And if she does that with Trump in office, bam, another Gorsuch or Kavanaugh. And guess what? Both Gorsuch and Kavanaugh have already telegraphed us what they're going to do in Second Amendment cases by joining these dissents with Thomas. This is not rocket science, unless you're a liberal and can't understand this stuff because you can't think, because all you can do is feel and think you want to live in an autonomous zone. Angry Mark can pop out of the box here, Andy, so easy, it's not even funny. It's absolutely vital that Trump get reelected for the very reasons we're talking about now. With the remaining time that we have, Andy, you got big news today. Tell us about it, brother.
Man, I am so excited. And as we've been doing this and before and after, I've been sitting here getting all ready. Tonight, Mark, tonight is the launch of the Voice of Reason. We've been working so hard behind the scenes. We've been getting everything all ready, and it's been long and coming, and people have been begging me, asking me, when the heck is the show coming back, since I've been here back at KQAM for about 2-3 months now. We're back at it. It's starting tonight. 6 p.m. Central is when the live stream is going to be going. We're going to be airing all over numerous different radio stations throughout the night. You're going to be joining me tomorrow, so we can continue this conversation on the show there, but I am so excited because finally, we're going to be checking out all the current issues, and I'm finally going to get Angry Andy, I guess, out and be able to relieve some of my pent-up stress and aggravation not being on the radio to talk about all this. So for a live stream to check it all out, HoosierReason.com. You can go on social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, all that jazz. We'll be live streaming on the video on all of those at Hoosier Reason on social media. And, dude, it's going to be fun. I'm so excited to get behind the microphone again.
You ought to be, man. Just remember, Angry Andy initials are AA. Don't drive yourself so crazy, okay? It's very difficult not to go nutso in these crazy times. And again, you know, these crazy times are foisted upon us by a hateful, divisive mainstream media. That's where everybody gets their info. They're formulating their opinions based on a narrative created by what they're seeing, reading, and hearing. That's it. And when you have that in a 24-hour cycle, it's very dangerous.
And that's why talk radio is so important, because we get a little bit more time to dissect and break things down more and think about things reasonably. Look at the cases as you did. Look at the dissents. Talk about the issue at a deeper level than, you know, the 20 seconds you get on TV or something. This is the format where people are turning to, because whether you agree or disagree with the host, you at least get to hear a little bit deeper conversation about it. And anybody that knows my show, I love listening to the other side of it, which is why I get to try and dissect both sides and at least try and understand. It's hard to do. And I get to poke fun, but at the same time, we get to try and understand the conversation.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what.
Move the conversation further.
I'll leave that to you. On this program, we don't talk to them. We talk about them, and we ridicule them for the stupidity that they espouse. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Coming up today, we're getting ready to end this hour of Armed American Radio, so I'm going to leave you with this. You know the routine. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever been caught outside his cave without his club, and no self-respecting caveman wife would have wanted him to. She wanted him to come home to provide. Now enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio and on TV.